You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We're here again at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, a Trends and Strategies Conference at the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Trends. And I'm going to interview Kelly. I want to do a whole show with Kelly. We're going to do that. We're here now interviewing Michelle Pierce. She's with Providence One Partners. She's one of the new board members. And we have a friend in common that we're going to say a shout out to. The shout out goes to Troy Cox.
Cox.
There you go. We both did it. It was sort of kind of awkward, but we did it. Hey, high five to Troy Cox. Michelle is here. She's in the healthcare business. We're going to talk to her about why she joined the Bergstrom Center board. We'll also talk a little bit about her business because it fascinates me. I want to hear why you got into that. But Michelle, first, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We appreciate yours, too. Now, how long have you been on the Bergstrom Center board?
2 years.
And why did you join? And what benefits have you seen from being on the board over those 2 years?
I joined because one of my current employees, Paul Vera, graduated from the program.
Paul is her employee?
Yes.
We got to send a shout out to Paul Vera, too, then. Paul Vera, he's even here. I gave a high five.
He's downstairs.
I love that guy.
I know. He's great. He's great. Super knowledgeable.
All right. No more love fest for Paul, though. Let's talk a little bit about you. So you're on the board. You've joined the board. What have you seen? What could you tell somebody about the board that's a positive thing about your experience?
It's been a really great experience. First of all, the meetings that happen every year are super informative and with very influential and key speakers. The second benefit is the hiring ability of the graduates from the school. They're top-notch.
So you like it, that's what Andy said, to get access to the, oh my God, get that guy over here. Okay, here comes Paul. We're going to break his chops on the air. Okay, we are. Here comes Paul Vera. Paul is the number one reason why Michelle joined the board. So Paul, come here. Paul Vera, come here. And you better be taking a photo of this, Tim. Okay, Paul, come here. I didn't know you were in the healthcare business. Tell us, why did you join Michelle and how did you run into Michelle? How did you guys meet?
Well, I did a brokerage deal with her company about 5 years before I joined the company. And, you know, when the company getting better, so it's time for me to jump to the development side of the business. So that's how my ex-boss introduced me to Michelle and Tom.
Well, we're going to be doing business. Michelle's going to tell you more about that. Now get out of here. You're slowing down the show. No, I'm kidding. Come on over here. Let's let Tim get. No, I want Tim to get a photo of us. It's going to take, you got to get out of here. Get out of here. So now, Michelle, why did you get into the healthcare business? You were telling me a little bit of a story about why you got involved in the healthcare business. Please tell that to our audience because I think it's important for them to get an understanding of you.
My grandmother needed an assisted living community, and I went to tour a couple of the communities, and they were just really dismal and boring. And at the time, I was building multifamily, and so I couldn't help but look around and say, well, I could do this. And so I literally cashed out my 401k, left my company, talked to my partner into joining me, and started Providence One Partners.
Well, I think we need to get you on Shark Tank because that's the way that they say that it got to get started. Now, we gave a shout out to my good friend Troy. Hopefully, you and Troy have adult beverages together on occasion and share ideas.
As frequently as possible.
That's Troy, all right. Michelle, just one last thing, and then I'm going to let you go back to work, and I'm going to just drill down on Tim in the program after that. If you could say one thing to your peer group, because we're sort of talking to them now, what would you tell them that would help them understand, appreciate, and want to get involved with the Bergstrom Center? I think we've talked about getting access to the students, cutting-edge information, which keeps you ahead of the curve, great network and great people.
Well said. That's exactly why I joined. But I would tell you this. Don't be afraid to reach out to this program because the minute you do, they will point you in the right direction.
Oh, my gosh. You are amazing. Tim, give this woman $5. Wanda, we're going to be right back. Wanda's going to take us out, then we're going to come back with Tim Becker. We're going to talk about what's going on at the University of Florida. Tim is the administrator for the program. He's the director. We're going to talk about different things that are going on, nuances at UF. It's going to be a great thing. And Tim is always great when he comes on. He's one of my oldest and dearest friends here in the real estate business. And I want to thank again Michelle Pierce, who I have to keep, you know, going around and reading the name tag for. That's hopefully going to be the second to the last time that I do that. And then we're going to get to know each other and do deals. High five, Michelle. Thank you so much. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. Good luck, everybody.